Blog Talk Radio.
You have a side that's safe for her to go out of state. Now she's in and you can celebrate. A side that's getting your life in sync. Someday retire and hit the links. You got a plan today, yeah, and that's the key. So tomorrow you can get where you want to be. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Edition of the Honeybee Files by me, Olasky. And of course, we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation tonight, and it's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, tonight, this man is a part of our family, but through the poetic world, he needs no introduction. He has been controversial, but always authentic, cerebral, and intellectual. The outstanding performances are noted and archived throughout many of internet radio network histories. But he's one of us. He's also an alternative radio broadcaster at DSR Radio. He's at home now at Damon Network. His name, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. Brother, how are you tonight, man? Welcome to the Honey Bee Pod.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing to be over here at the Honey Spot through Looking Glass Entertainment. You know, I'm enjoying being over here in this house, man. This house is fantastic. It's a growth bone for me, you know. So, you know, hey, I'm here, you know. I'm going to do what I do, you know. I'm going to be like you said, be like Superman.
There you go, man. You know, that's my theme song.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the situation. Let people know who you are, man, and what you've meant to the poetic community, definitely on radio. And then we're going to, you know, play our first track after, you know, the mic is yours for letting people know who you are. And then we're going to play our first track, and then you're going to do your first testament. But let people know,
okay,
who is Mr. Boston?
Okay. I don't want to say I'm a poet. I like to be known as a voice that speaks for people who are scared to speak. I'm a father, brother, a friend, a person that you can make your worst enemy, but I choose to emanate love. And I write from many different perspectives on different levels to teach and talk to a group or individual or the whole entire world. I'm a radio host over at DSR Full Purpose Pens on Monday nights, every other Monday night. You know, I'm just living life like it's golden, you know, in my retirement, you know.
It's a wonderful
thing. Know, you could just, I'm just an open book, you know. Anything you ask, I'm there. I'll answer it if I can. If I can't, I'll find out. You know, I'm good at making friends with other people. Like writing with other poets, you know. Writing a few books right in the present time. Hopefully I'll see them published in the next year. But right now I'm focused on over here at Looking Glass Entertainment. The Ngozi, you know, he brought me over here, and I'm here, you know, at home. I feel that I don't have to fight the powers that be to speak over here in this home over here. You know, I do what I do, you know, and that's what that is, you know.
Well, the greatest thing about it, man, is non-censorship here, and that's something we believe here at Orny Dynasty. Family Nation, Damon Network, we're just great on purpose. You know, I always say we're the best internet radio network, period. And I always say if your network doesn't say that, then y'all need to stop being that way. You should be always number one in your mind. But still, over here in this corner, we're number one. Anyway, tonight, we're going to start off with the great Jeffrey Osborne. You know, both of them have namesake, both of them named Jeffrey. This man is, you know, just a three-time Grammy-nominated R&B legend. And tonight, we're going to play our first track, and then right after that, the mic is yours, Jeffrey, after I come back here. Mr. Boston right here on E-Dive,
right.
So let's get it.
Don't need your love to see me through. don't need your heart to set me free. I really don't need the way it used to be.
Sanders, Mr. Boston, the mic is
yes,
yours.
And we're going to start off with White Lace Satin Secrets. White Lace Satin Secrets decided to take the Elder Master under her wings with a much darker intention. There was already magic instilled within. Her master, wise enough to comprehend her words, served to obfuscate and confuse to extract his wisdom and knowledge. He knew to be careful of her mental clutches. Yesterday has come and gone, tomorrow in the making. So many days and nights he spent in marvel of her miracles. Those sweet lips, my oh my, I could kiss those lips all night. Her kiss of wisdom creates a capturing storm of ruthless dispensation and strikes her flowery gland numb. Her white lace in his hands, he was ready to digest and invest in her universe, that inner secret glamour taking her on a Jeffrey penetration-free diet until he makes way for her inner being to beg. Then all of a sudden, she desires more beyond fantasy, but he already had the knowledge of her reality, the fire burning hot, her anticipation to love her for her vices is to defile all virtues of her sake. That his real tribute is not good to be without temptation. Lace a thing like hope, the tapestry of togetherness, the more boundaries we cross to weave a punishing net of pleasure. She found herself loving her hot black lover's torso as it moved up and down, commanding her immortality that was a curse. She could not even die as the man monster reamed her out in what to a human would have been a fatal ravishment. The titanic meat spread her temple past biological bounds, nonetheless sent spirals of pleasure throughout her and mixed with the fires of the pain. He was an overwhelming movement upon himself. His last objection evaporated into the most intense orgasm of her centuries of existence. She found herself loving her hot black lover's torso as it moved up and down, commanding her, owning her, making her his property, and she heard her own voice begging for more, harder, like a tidal wave thrilled out of her mind, every cell in her body straining, quivering, ecstatic as coming, drove her into the most thunderous orgasm of her existence. Speechless and stuttering, she muttered coarse sounds until finally exhausted, allowing him to claim ownership of her white lingerie. Seducing her internal mistress to words and concealing her dark intentions, subduing her centuries of existence, he became her new fixation as she screamed, "Oh God, in peace."
We're just beginning. And I know we've each been down this road a time or two, and never could make it through. And I've got this feeling that we're stumbling to what we've both been waiting for, and maybe even more. It doesn't matter where we've been, 'cause this time I know. The more I know it, we got it all here. We're just gonna blow it. We're going all the way. If the bill of us don't want it, I'd lay my money on it. Starting today, we're going all. That there's more than magic in these feelings that we found. Standing on solid ground, but now we're both ready, ready for the real thing, 'cause our dues have all been paid. We finally got it made. The more I know it, we got it all here. We just don't blow it. We're going all the way. If the two of us don't want it, I'd lay my money on it. Starting today.
Jeffrey Osborne, y'all. This is a nice night for, you know, a gentle drink. you know, a gentleman's drink. If you like a little bit of Bombay Sapphire and you rose this line, you know, the list of the gods, go grab one. 516-453-9133. You know, press one to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm your honeybee on Turntables 1 and 2 for you, you. And especially you. Our second testament now by the legend, Mr. Boston. The mic is yours.
Oh, the global domination button. Social balance and extremes, what's the best approach between humanity and social extremes? Human nature really causes humans to become what they become. Absolutizing what is not absolute but relative is called totalitarianism. Unjust authority delivering extreme levels of shock to an innocent humanity. Another Milgram experiment on mass scale pushed by the global domination button. The human equation lost blind obedience to authority who never minds if humanities are coming or going in a world of absolute control. People are afraid of themselves, of their own reality, their feelings. People talk about how great love is, but that's bullshit. Love hurts. Feelings are disturbing. People were taught that pain is evil and dangerous, the full state of the global domination button. How can humanity deal with love if humanity is afraid to feel? Pain is meant to wake up humanity, yet humanity try to hide the pain. Pain is something to carry like a radio. You feel your strength in the experience of pain. It's all about how you carry it. That's what matters. Pain is a feeling. Your feelings are part of you, your own reality. Life extremes must examine and evaluate the social ethical realms of selfhood. What's the best social balance? There's no simple answer. There is no single answer. The best trade-off is the dynamism of insurrection and revolution. Kennedy was trying to tell us 62 years ago, and we are just as blind as the same yesteryear when the New World Order tampered with government fixtures, with the military-industrial complex authority. When first detecting chaos at its heels, we'll entertain the vilest schemes to save its orderly 4K. What is the best approach to the domination extreme? Wake up consciously. Don't you see humanity? They have shot us in the face with rapid-fire social injury, sending humanity into mental dislocation. Authority that allows two roles, the torture and the torture, twisted people into joyless mannequins that fear and hate will culture plunge into this abyss. Humans have become tangible capital, deprivation and unfettered capitalism, the power of greed of global corporations and internal finance tipping the scales of economic dislocation. And we the people fear waking up to it, fearing the planning system of mass annihilation, the transition of human workers to machine surrogates. No, you do not understand. We must learn to go back to living primitive and stop depending on America to giving us the helping hand. We the people are not part of the future system. We are yet the slaves of the coming FEMA camps and commodities for the stock market system. What are you going to do when the global domination button is pushed? Revolution or revolutionize or remain a robotic slave to the one world government? The mark of the beast still won't save you from the disappearance of a sense of responsibility. It is the most far-reaching consequences of submission to authority. To punish me for my contempt for authority, fate made me an authority of myself, and my will not be willing, they will just swallow the matrix pill. Either the general population will take control of its own destiny and will concern itself with community interests guided by values of no destiny for anyone to control. It's best that humanity wake up consciously into the reality and awaken our children. Awaken, my child, and embrace the glory that is your birthright, freedom. Yes, I said freedom to dismantle the global domination button. In peace.
the legend, Mr. Boston. The mic is yours.
African mother. African-American mother, wipe the tears from your eyes. Realize that the conditions of conviction of love is a human journey. African mother, those of whom deeply committed as woman, love is that conviction and condition of a greater happiness of life. You are loved, or rather loved in spite of self. Single African mother, you are no exception. You are the greater principal aim. Whether there is a man in your life or not, every single woman needs to have someone in her life who will on occasionally say, I love you. With words and actions, with fulfillment, with affirmation, better yet, a compliment of I love you. It may be a man will never say, I love you. Don't be ashamed, embarrassed, or cry. There's an innate requirement to not wonder why, but require him to leave because he will never meet your needs. But if someone says, I love you, African mother, your soul can be nourished, your heart warmed, and a sense of completeness that comes from being loved can settle deep within. What is inherent in you is a craving for a man's touch, a man's caring, a man's companionship, and a man's I love you. But if this cannot be, then he becomes not worthy to be of service to you. Mother Earth, you deserve much, much more. From within you lives a sincere, true, upright love from the God source that sustains the human need to be loved. Awaken what desires you from its sleep. Love, acceptance, affirmation, and a warm regard can be found in many places. Stop looking for it in the wrong places. No man can make you whole. African mother, you will never find love looking for love in all the wrong places unless you admit you need it and look inside and build self-love first. Accept love that others give and never demand that they love you beyond their capacity to do so. African mother, surety is having a loving, heartwarming experience. African mother, don't miss out because of the absence of a man and sexual fulfillment. Sexual fulfillment is not necessarily the same as love in action. Respect is love in action. Love does not consist of gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. I'm going to fight for you until your heart stops beating. Don't misconstrue intimacy with sex. There may be no man, no sex. There is right there to keep you safe and worthy whom the cosmos sends for you, but beautiful woman of the earth. Your life is rich in love as a friend, but only if the heart is open to love that is waiting for you in someone's heart. Love is a journey. Only a patient woman will understand that one of the greatest journeys in life is overcoming insecurity. African mother, some beautiful paths can be discovered without getting lost in the world. The world is not so much where we stand as it is in what direction we are moving. To know where you are, to be the point of intersection of all the lines drawn so full of experience, you will have understood by then what love means. African woman, stand strong, stand up, hold your head up, and be ready for love. In peace.
Be there just wrapped around you.
great time that we're together just confirms the good thing we've got. And something this good can't be defined. One thing for sure, that you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to fortify my love. You fortify me, you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to fortify my love. You fortify me.
What a night with Mr. Jeffrey Osborne right here on these stations. It's the Honeybee Files, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is how we do it. We allow our artists to give their testaments, and then after the six testaments, then we start taking calls. So stand by. We see you. And now we want to thank him for his third testament, and now the fourth testament from the man, the myth, the legend, the wonderful Jeffrey. Mr. Boston Sanders, the mic is yours.
The woman of Adam. The evil spirit laid and waited for another chance to ruin creation. He believed he'd have one last chance to try to usurp God's authority from the lies embedded of his extraterrestrial lineage. Nothing is left to chance, but this woman overstood Eve. She was the beauty of God's nature, even nature itself teach you that her archetype of the god and goddesses. In the truth of our dual nature, foolproof, and had a tough God game, and nobody understood Lilith because God demanded and commanded the purpose of her matter created from the atom. Out of her mouth created creativity expressive the power of her conclusion because Adam proved the substance of her DNA. Stood there still and he commanded, peace be still. She was filled with free will with the voice of creation. God's spirit became clear to her eyes, opening the mystery of her soul. And he opens her temple to instruct, kissed her lips of cotton that harmony fit her beauty. His spirit shifted her verbal orientation as she emerged in her spiritual meaning. Woman. She emerged victorious regardless of outcome, knowing both the pleasure of success. She recognized that her purpose in this world, humbled by the extraordinary spirituality that shines, free to enjoy to express her spirituality as she saw fit. Determined to fulfill the sacred purpose of her life as she set her preference to be under no man's authority, she was born of her Adam and Eve became the faulty copy in peace.
comparison. It's always the same thing, baby, accusing me out of jealousy. I never will understand why you make so much out of such a little thing. But you get so mad about it, you have to get so mad. But you get so mad about it.
Thank you so much, Osborne. And now the Fifth Testament by the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Boston. The mic is yours.
A message to the first man who spans the gates of history. Some of you sit and just watch without doing anything about your mental destruction, better yet, self-respect. I'm appalled at the black man who calls himself OGs when you can't teach the younger generation of our birth history. How can you call yourself a man when you are an abuser and a user stuck in pure foolery? Got your own children following dumbed-down cycles, dudes, you ain't shit. Abusing my sister's got her tricking, stuck on bullshit, weed, and cocaine while you using her for games. Creating another generation of drop out of high school children. When I hear you say black power, when you are and you draining the community of all our power. A message to the first man who spans the gates of history. What about the man you so hate that have you pimping your own woman? Oh, gee, listen, you're no different from the slave master of old. So blind you can't see self-trickery. Ignorant, stupid, emasculated, simply backwards. Even though we span the gates of history, still watching our women and men falling for the same old euphoria like the white soap opera. While you think the world revolves around you, still dancing with Willie Lynch. And what, still walking around in stupor, still wearing the locket of being mentally blind and single-handedly destroying your own kind for a dollar. Blowing mirages and smoke up your own nose. Oh, gee, bozo, how do I know? It's not a wonder, surely no mirage. Look at the effects and the after effects, generation after generation, and the actuation of self-incarceration built on the foundations of slave mentality. King and Malcolm would shed tears. Rosa would protest not against them, but against us for not doing anything. While they still tell the story how old A emancipated us, same book, same falsity, and OG, you fall right into its duplicity. Just the changing of the guard, the question is, why we haven't changed? The message is to you, black man of history, one a forefather passed along so many centuries ago. The struggle will not be over unless you make it so. But another message has come to surface, one that will stop one from assuming. Yes, about those ones with the slave mentality moves, do I need to describe you? Yes, I was once fooled too. from that slave master's whip. Look at some of our children, generational weakened, yet we cry respect. Respect what? When we have yet to have respect for ourselves, still so mentally blind, we have lost the grasp of the prophecy. We have yet to realize good or evil. America reminds me of a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. Yet we continue to say we are the products of our environment. Well, then change the face of the environment and stop blaming it. Again, man who spans the gates of earth, still betwixt by the Willie Lynch letter, whether they are fable or folly, those words still have passing grips. Why are we still coming and going on his plantations and working for 10 to 20 cents an hour while sweat and blood makes him millions? While the wise, significant other than fatherless children suffer, and then upon release we come back to the streets often senseless without a clue. Stupid. Tayson's left the doors open for you. Are killing your brother, raping your sister, and robbing your family of his legacy a leading cause of the black family stagnancy? This is a message to you, men, who residency comes from the deep, dark continent into the land of the great Nile civilization. Education is free, but the composition of self-oppression is in your embedtation of your mentality, leading generation after generation back to the slave master's new plantation under different circumstances, oppressed by not the laws of them, but the laws made directly for us, and we too busy selling dope to our own mothers and children, man who span the great earth. Will you ever come to your senses to stay long enough to teach your children and help them master sciences and mathematics so they too will know how to elevate their children like spires of our future and be the pillars of our aspiring legacy? Black man, must I ask, why do you remain less than? Why? Because the white man told you so? If so, you are certainly the definition of ignorance, the same thing Willie's children keep fooling you with. Black man, you make me still question mark you. And then you want to call me a sellout because I'm trying to help you educate you to a life-changing experience. So, OG, change your name to aptitudes and attainments and elevate your true ability. And that's Mr. Boston. In peace.
Only you, only you.
Thank all the folks out there that listen on a constant basis to Oni Dynasty. This is the Honeybee Files, live from Lagos, 516-453-9133. We're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass. And now the final testament of the night by the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Boston. The mic is yours.
Woman. Let me power glide like a slow dance into your mind. I'm only human. A man like no other, allow me to burst in your womanly forcing, ligature you in the taste of your time and perpetual death. If equal to be true, allow me to open your inner doors with masterful influence. Your beautiful image creates a masterful presence, but you're still trying to maintain being repellent. But you must understand, resistance is futile. I'm going to crack, I mean, make you nut. Allow me to induce you to drop your guard in proportion to an artistic dynamics of his driving force. That is a vehicle of ambition to get you to submit to his audience of words in your provincial seas of yes. Because his mental vigilance of intent are intentional sonnets, because you may be my verbal volume in an entangled alliance in your already mental response and opinion. But some things are hard to understand because I'm complicated, but you see my humble inspection of whom you are as the bright light to be streamed on my heart pages. Then your mysteries unfold like an allegory that has been deciphered, uncluttering your revelation, and the theory of love has infected you. And I reigned in the possessions of you, but your heart has gone into retreat. Baby, no need to fear. I'm attracted to the theory you have already approached, and you have found the answer. Let's approach it once again with me in articulation and approach your mental modeling process of reality. Allow me to also remind you of his loving effects, but I promise not to let you get lost in the inception. A learning soul rises from an attempt at seduction and points to her desire that is the driving force of love's motor. If you want the truth about me, I will impact your future plans and like it like you want it, with a hard and rough and, oh yeah, did my key fit? Oops, let me catch up. You're still running. And that's the M piece.
Tonight you heard six testaments from Mr. Boston, the only host, a DSR radio host. How you feel tonight, Mr. Boston, before we bring on our callers, about this Honeybee file?
Man, I feel like you know how the incredible, you know how David Banner acts when he's cool, calm, and collective, and then when he get excited, he turns green.
That's
how I feel tonight. I feel like the Incredible Hulk tonight.
You know, it's so wonderful
to get a chance to
have all these wonderful poets. You know, this is my seventh time doing Honey Bee Files this year. And, you know, starting off with Cherry Petito, now you, and all the rest of it in between, I get, you know, emotional about this because poetry is so important to radio. You know, and now, you know, we have two poetry shows. One, The Spotlight, which is my Honey Bee Files, and then, of course, Mr. Boston, who is now a O&E syndicated radio host. Okay, and I'm proud of that. Everybody congratulate him for that. Anybody that calls in, congratulate this man. I'm going to take our first caller right here on these files. Caller number one, unmute yourself. Be heard right here with your honeybee, Olad Ski, O&E Dynasty. First caller.
Who we have in there?
Hello, congratulations, Mr. Boston. This is Mo Garman. How are you?
I am beautiful. You know, I am so elated about being here, being able to actually practice my craft and make my craft better. I found this place, man, to do just that. Thanks to Ngozi, I'm so much in appreciation of this man.
Right. I just wanted to call and tell you that I love your poetry. African Mother really spoke to me. You have an honesty, and you inspire people with your poetry. That was really wonderful. When did you know you had this gift?
You know, I started writing in 2010. I was incarcerated in the federal lockdown in Lompoc, California, waiting on my appeal to get released because I wouldn't have been here today right now because I got sentenced to 460 months in the federal penitentiary. But I found a loophole in the law, and I filed an appeal, and they denied my appeal twice. So in the process of filing my third appeal, waiting on it to come through, I just picked up a pen and just started writing what was on my mind. It sounded good, and it looked good on paper. Let me see if I can do some more. And I did some more. And the more I did it, this thing started coming together. And then I said, oh, I got a gift. So
wow.
I was showing some of the – yeah, and I was showing some of the inmates of some of the work. And so they started having me write poems for their girlfriends and to their mothers and stuff like that. And this is the end game of it right here, what you see. You know,
wow.
You know, with the higher education also, you know, I've learned how to write a little bit better, you know, being graduated from college and stuff like that after getting out, you know, so I've learned how to do things a little bit better, still practicing, you know, it's time consuming, but I still practice, trying to work, and then, you know, take care of my family and look out for my mother and everything else. It's time consuming, but I'm getting it. And Ngozi gave me the opportunity to do better work, you know. So I'm elated.
Yeah, well, it is inspiring and it's phenomenal. So keep it up.
All right, all right,
and that's
from my intern.
That's the goal.
She's our intern right here, and you know, a champion herself. Miss Mo Garman, we want to thank her so much for calling in. And then now we have someone that I really, really respect. And hold on a second. And someone that I really respect. And she's going to come on right now. The 2021 Sonya Griffin Award winner, the linear new host of the year for O&E Dynasty, the outstanding Chinchilla J. Chinchilla, how are you tonight?
I am fine. How are you, Brother O? How are you, Mr. Boston?
I am so beautifully happy right now. And you know what? I've been trying to fix my schedule where I can get to one of your shows. I'm serious.
Heard
one of your shows. I got to get over there to one of your shows. I'm serious. I got to get over
there. Yes, you do. And congratulations on becoming a full-fledged host I'm so happy for you. So very happy for
you.
And I've been enjoying your poetry tonight as always. And I have a little poem for you all tonight. And I just started writing it down. Yeah, so it might not have an ending, but it definitely has a beginning. All right, so anyway.
Don't you go country now. We got a lot of people in the show. No, you're not. All right, just make it quick.
Okay, listen. All right, it says, okay, this is called I Reminisce. Sometimes I like to sit back and relax and reminisce on the days that I used to play jacks, eat Cracker Jacks, and occasionally drink some six-packs. Listening to 8-tracks, using all my charge cards to the max, working for the white man to bring home some stacks, enjoying a bowl of sugar smacks, putting posters for my walls with thumbtacks, and guess what? That's it, because this poem lacks. Because I lack the ending. All right, so I couldn't figure nothing to end it with. But anyway, that is my reminiscence.
You know what? You know
that
what?
Good for like a minute to write that.
You know the thing of it is though when you learn to leave a place that you have lived in, especially when you put ink to paper, you always find that you're in a yesteryear, and you always have that remembrance, and you always look back, but you never turn back, but you always had that hour to remember, and that better hour, because it's dead and it's past, and the year that seems that so safe back with that one instance, and so you live in a cloud from a distance, you know? So, yeah, I like that.
Yes. All right, once again, congratulations, Mr. Boston, and hopefully this Sunday night at 9:30 p.m., you'll be able to catch some news for him. So y'all have a blessed night. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Well, you know what, though? I love her very, very, very much. And, of course, we got some other callers who want to come on, you know, stay put, because now, of course, it's old school time, Mr. Boston, and a lot of people love for me to do tracks for them. And this young lady, her name is Pamela, and she is from and say hi to Pamela, Mr. Boston.
How you doing, Pam?
All right. This young lady is from Springfield, Illinois, and she want to hear a song from me, and then after that, we're going to take our callers. And it's going to be all about callers after this. I feel good. And all the folks out there, let's jam, baby. Hey, Pam, we love you, man. Thank you for that outstanding jam. I love playing those jams. Hey, Mr. Boston, how you feel about this O&E dynasty?
Man, you know, that vibe is over here is a tremendous vibe, man. It just, it lifts you up off the ground, man. It sets you down where you just sit in your chair and lean back and put on your gas mask and try to, you know, smell that good old aroma that's coming to that fresh air, that those sounds and that vibe, man. I love it.
You know, it's crazy, man. You know, this type of show, man, should be heard by everybody. And, you know, it's all good. And we're going to go to our next caller. I've been waiting so patiently on the line. Caller, you're on the line right now with me, your honeybee, and Mr. Boston right here at O&E.
Hi, peace and blessings, Mr. Boston.
Who is that with that beautiful voice, my Lord?
It's Sister Bessie, my brother.
Oh, my God, that voice. Oh, my God. That voice.
How you doing?
My.
How are you?
Hey, let me tell you, it ain't a matter of how I'm doing. It's a matter of how you made me feel when you said, hey, Mr. Boston.
You know we are birthdays. We born on the same day.
May 3rd, huh? Oh, wait, we got a birthday coming up. We're going to have a celebration. We're going to have a celebration show on that day. Oh, wait. That's a double whammy right there. That's a double whammy. Ooh-wee. My. Lord, have mercy. Help me.
Oh, I thought you were born on the 19th.
No, I was born May 3rd.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Yeah, I was born on the 3rd day of the 5th month. You know, way back in 1957.
Yes. I'm a year behind you. I want to say congratulations and welcome to the family. I'm no longer there, but I'm still part of the family.
Oh, well, that's all right. You're going to have to come back then.
Probably.
That's
I
what's
will.
Going to have to happen. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back.
All right. Is it all right to say a poem on your behalf?
Well, have at it. Have at it. I'm waiting to hear this.
Your soul is not in a bowl. The blood, the DNA has a say. It speaks even when it leaks. Your soul is a treat. It's a flower even to the meek. Your soul is light to the world even when there's turmoil. Given by the Great Spirit with love, you must wear it. For the betterment of man, reaching for the heart in everyone, this is not done. Step up and give out the sun. Let your goodness flow as a river. This you must deliver. The world has been cruel to you, but you can renew. Stay true to life as the sweetness of a potato pie. All sounds are not worthy to listen. Feed yourself with wisdom, like the natural beat of the drums. When you take advantage of the ancestors' hum, you are beauty. Stop and feel it. For you were created with love. Never let anyone tell you any different, for this is your soul. Be a warrior without fear. Remember, life continues on, even if you're not here. Return you will if you learn why you're here. Your soul is a reward, what you do in the day and night, because this may not be your last life, your soul.
Wow. An old soul with young eyes and a vintage heart and a beautiful mind. Ain't that something?
Watch yourself now. Woo, Boston talking that. He's talking that stuff tonight. Oh, boy. Them damn Tarsus is here tonight upon us on O&E. This person you talk to right now is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2021. I always say that she should have been enshrined this year. And I always challenge Sister Bessie, you know, when she comes back to the network, to carry on the tradition, because here's the situation. She needs to be active for 2022, right, Mr. Boston? She needs to be active to get that Hall of Fame next year. Yeah, I said it, Bessie, around the world. People have missed you, and we know what the things you're going through. However, the same people are going through the same things.
Yeah.
And they don't have a voice anymore.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah, we're going to know when she arrives, because you're going to be able to smell it, because she's going to be wearing that white diamond.
That's her. And we want to thank Sister Bessie for calling in tonight and blessing us once again, as she always says, peace and blessings. We got some other callers that want to come on this show tonight and, you know, bless the mic. And someone that you might know very, very clearly right here on these O&E stations. Call us, speak up, or forever hold your peace.
Good evening, Mr. Boston. And the honeydew.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations on your feature. My voice is a little hoarse because I haven't spoken in an hour and a half.
But the fact of the matter is your voice is a little screechy because I ain't kissed you yet.
Oh, well, you better hurry up and kiss me then. Back to my voice should get right. How about that?
Oh my goodness! Oh wow! How you doing tonight?
I'm good, honey. I enjoyed your testament. Each one.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like you. That must be your new stream. However, it's very inspiring. Not only inspiring, it's encouraging and uplifting. You know, you continue to do what you do.
Yeah, that's my goal. That's why I've been sent back from death bed to do what I do. My job is to continue to lift and educate and infuse people to make them think. And that is the whole gamut of it all, to make another person think. If I can get one person to think, that'll get another person to think, and that other person to think, well, then I've completed my mission.
Absolutely. And then, you know what? The greatest part of that, change can take place.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
So
absolutely. You're right on it.
I had a poem. You may remember this one, What is Poetry? But I heard Brother Honeybee say to one lady, don't come with no long poem, basically. That's what he said. So I put that one back, and I chose another. And it's her voice out of the wilderness.
Okay.
Her voice out of the wilderness. May I proceed?
Proceed.
I know the riches of my own entanglements. Dealing with me means you must have the mental weight to avoid my sharp grinds. My voyage is seen. My thoughts rest on you from that day on. Her instinctive voice and steps are more than a pathway. It's a life stride of abundance. Resting in the noonday of royal shared cemetery, wind whispers like the sound of a mellow trumpet, accenting her thoughts, many lined with gratitude unmeasured. I wonder, did your open mind absorb without conflict? Wrap your thumbs around my darling, the inside of my soul. I hunted deep within the beauty of your eyes and continued to read agreement in your soul. I kissed the walls of your love, wrote my name and permanence in your heart over thousands of years ago, it counting in time. We both know the accurate amount, be before time. I can't escape you. For this age, you are sent to assist in my walk. I call out your reality with each stroke of my voice and pen. a steady, smooth tempo surrounds us. Feel the strength it employs. Often I feel you. You know those times. My love, I will not let go. And that ends that piece.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. First of all, let the world know who you are. What's your name, young lady?
That is my pen partner, Lady of Love, Miss Lois Shaw.
Yeah, man, I know who she is. I want to make sure the world knew. And first of all, Lois, our news anchor can talk a mile a minute, and this young lady said that she did not have an end to the poem. So, and no, it had nothing to do with, you know, whatever the poem you was going to do first. But, you know, Chinchilla always, we love her. She's always starting her mess, and that's why, you know, I said what I said. But, however, we thank you so much for this poem tonight right here on these stations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Lois, I want to leave Lois with something. I want to leave Lois with something pertinent to her. Because I talk with her on a daily basis, and she knows that I've studied with the monks in Thailand for a number of years. But I'm going to leave her with this. Lois, your mind shines brightest when you enlighten others, and your heart when you encourage others, your soul when you elevate others, and your life when you empower others. Take that with you tonight.
Thank you.
Wow. He started his mess. Lois, he started his first of all, thank you so much for supporting Oney Dynasty and supporting, you know, our brother Boston, because he's a genius as a poet, and you are too.
Yes,
we thank you so much for coming on tonight. Yes,
and
indeed.
Can I say this? I'm going to be starting my show back up again. I'm the Poetry Concert. I don't know if you remember me or heard of me.
Come on. You know I know. Come on now. Come on. Anna Waddell and Edward Brooks, stop playing, Lois. We know you. We're going back to Miss T's Queen and the South of Louisville Poetry Hour. Stop playing with me, Lois. You know we know you.
hello.
Hey, Lois. How long have I been doing this? Come on now. You know, I am the greatest producer ever, and we know talent, and that's why you're here. You know what I mean? You recognize greatness, and you are, since you look in the mirror this morning. So go ahead.
Ooh, bless you abundantly. Humble gratitude. Oh, my goodness. This is a night blessing. You know, see, this is how the night's supposed to close out, by us blessing each other so that we can rest peacefully. You feel me?
Yes. Yes, and not only that, though, what you've done on poetry through different networks has not always been appreciated. And Mr. Boston knows that. That's why he's here in ONE. And shout out to DSR, who appreciates this man on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad about this tonight. And Sister Bessie, don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. I know you're about to. Don't leave yet. But I want to say this to all of you tonight. There's certain poetry through the gospel song that means a lot to me. Growing up as a kid, you know, having a father as a Pentecostal pastor, I see what poetry is through the written word and through music.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Lois, I want you to sit back, and you too, Mr. Boston, let the honeybee be able to motivate you to another level tonight. Let us go to the O'Neill twins, because I know what God has done for me. I know what he continues to give me strength upon in this last and evil days. I'm so glad I found the Lord.
Oh,
Poetry. Poetry in motion. I'm glad that God allowed me to be strong, to continue to do this network in spite of all the difficulties, and to bring people on that are appreciative of the spot. And Mr. Boston is that person. Before I go into my Ngozi time, Mr. Boston, talk about the song you just heard and just the revelation of your gift to the poetic world.
Wow. Wow. You know, listening to that song, and this is my take on it, I think that we must become so alone that we draw into our innermost self, and that our solitude overcomes everything else, that we find ourselves not alone, and we find that our innermost self is the spirit that is God, that's invisible, and then we find ourselves in the midst of this world, this wayward world, this wrongful world, the backward world, and yet we stay undisturbed by this world's most simplicity, and so that our innermost soul let us know ourselves to be one with the higher being, and that's where my take on it.
And I appreciate that. First of all, we're so glad tonight to have Mr. Boston on this network and for a spotlight that will be enduring. It's an archive, guys. You can always listen to it and find comfort in his outstanding spoken word. Of course, you know there's no shows on Saturday, but we start up with the Sonny Griffin Award winner, the only linear new host of the year for the class of 2021. Mr. Jojo Nicia and News Forum 930, Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprises. You can reach us at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Primary School Plus, Oladele Malaria Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or word for program tonight, Ole Delay, that goes for mine, gmail.com, and I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer Enshrinee, the 2019 International Internet Radio Disc Jockey Enshrinee, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Delay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. We thank Mr. Boston for his outstanding spotlight, and I am your Superman. Good night.